So we moved to California in 52, and we put up with each other for 10 years. And I moved back to Columbus, Ohio, took a leave of absence. As I mentioned, my dad was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And he died. And then I went to work for a while.
Here in Columbus?
Here in Columbus.
So and, you came back to the family home?
Originally came back when, yes, when he was quite ill.
Yeah. Right.
And I came back in the spring, and he died on the 18th of August. So I've been here ever since.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So about 1950, when did you?
1962.
1962.
Mm-hmm. 62, 10 years old. After we moved to California.
Did you recognize the area? Did you, the theater?
Traffic on
here.
West North Broadway was a lot more.
Right. The bridge was built over the river?
The bridge was built in 1937.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with the Clinton Theater was still here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to it?
Oh, probably. Not, nothing's memorable. I mean, an older age. I don't know when they closed it.
73. Mm-hmm. 73. Right.
Yeah.
So about 11 years later.
Let's see, I'm trying to think. Now, the theater was sold, I believe, in the late 50s. So you were living out of town. Neth sold it to Yasinoff. So you were living out of town when it changed hands and... You may not have noticed. You were older then. You may not have noticed, you know, any difference with the new.
But
I
heard some way that mm-hmm. that somebody owned it. Here's a sidebar that might be of interest. Mm-hmm. And when in the world this happened, I don't know. This was the ticket office in the beginning of the entrance to the theater was it was real nice, and I mean the ticket booth was real fancy. I mean, it was mm-hmm. It wasn't just something thrown together. It was nice.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe?
There was
it?
A no, I don't remember really.
Marble or?
No, it just looked real nice.
Decorative. They found some
of our
newspaper articles.
There was wars going on between people that owned theaters, and there could have been underworld. Lord only knows what all was going on. I don't know. And maybe the older people knew more than I did when I was a little boy. There's a certain amount of stuff that doesn't get down to children.
Sure. Right.
And we carried the same thing forward in our lives. And there are secrets and things like that that my son don't know. He didn't need to know. And mm-hmm. There are secrets.
Sure.
And one night... Somebody came by and threw a bomb in this entranceway of the theater mm-hmm. and just blew the dickens out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ruined this ticket office and broke all the glass and the doors into the foyer and everything. Just did all kind of havoc in the mm-hmm. sidewalls and everything.
When was this? Before you left?
Yeah, yeah, before I left for the service, it would have been in the 30s.
Right. Okay, in the 30s.
Could have been in the 20s, but I have an idea it was the 30s.
Okay.
Because that was back in the gangland days and the mobsters and things like that, and there was something going on. But anyway, it was bombed.
Was it during the day? Was it full of people? Was it in the night? Or
my dad used a phrase one time.
Uh-huh.
It happened between 2 days.
Business days.
It happened at night, yes.
Okay. So the intention was not to harm anybody who might have been, you know, in there watching the
it
movie.
It was just to bring somebody's attention to somebody else's demands.